You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's The Fosters After Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. That is the sound of the Fosters After Show on AfterBuzz TV. We'll be talking about the episode tonight, Take Me Out. We'll be breaking it down, dissecting every little bit and piece. Start off, I'm Jeffrey Masters. Joining me is...
Hi, guys. I'm Jillian Leff.
And I'm Stephanie Georgie.
The gang's all here.
Yay.
Yeah, so what do you guys think? It was a great episode, I thought.
So good.
It was great.
I love you, Kerr Smith.
I love that they did meet in this episode. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my God, all this anticipation. How long can it build up for? Mm-hmm. And in true Kelly fashion, she doesn't let him get a lot out. But we did find out that he did not know she was alive.
Right.
In existence.
I wanted them to have at least one more good moment. Like something where they knew that they had it in common. Because the entire time you saw it from his like side where right. I just would want her to kind of identify herself with him randomly and then have it happen so that she couldn't be so angry.
See, I think that that didn't happen because then it was an even bigger moment when she read the letter.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. I was telling you guys while we were off air, but I just feel like the way that it happened was so predictable for me because it is the Callie way. I mean, Callie, we know, like, we love her, but she complicates every single right. situation that she's in.
Right?
So for her to be completely dramatic about this whole thing and like, yeah, we
right.
get,
understood.
We get she's been through a lot. We understand the process. We,
yeah.
you know, we understand this is sort of the final step for her to have a family.
Right.
And she obviously has to do it in true Callie fashion, which is the dramatic way, confronting the person because she, you know, she's confronted before.
So that is like a definite character trait of hers. Yeah. It's something we can kind of expect. Do you think it's kind of like too expected at some points for you?
No, because although it was very predictable, like they could have taken it in another direction for me. Like I sort of almost wish that it wasn't a letter. It was maybe her meeting the sister by herself.
The second I saw it, right when I saw how Callie was written, I knew it was the sister. But I like it because I appreciate that Robert Quinn's a good dad if he's like, daughter, like I need to talk to you about something, you know? Because who knows? Because you
could
tell when they went to go get, when they went there the first time,
yeah.
the dynamic that they had. So I feel like if all goes well, he's gonna be like, no, I just missed out on your whole life.
I just can't imagine that conversation where he was like, okay, I need you to write a letter to your big sister.
No, I bet you it was her own. I thought
it was
so sweet
idea.
That he's like, I have to listen to my daughter. That's my point. My point is that he didn't forget. He's like, wait, just read this. And it wasn't even from him. It was like, well, your sister needs you to let you know something.
Oh, maybe in his mind, he's thinking like, oh, this is going to go great. And he's like, look, your sister wants to meet you.
Yeah.
See, when they popped out the letter and we saw the words Callie, I'd forgotten that he had another daughter. And I was like, oh my God, his handwriting is like a third grader's.
No, I knew it.
And I feel like that's the only thing that could have won her over. To get her to change her mind. Like
right.
the love of a sibling.
Oh, of course. Well, because she understands. She knows she knows Jude. She knows someone
right.
younger.
Yeah.
And then for her to say that, like, I've never had a sister. And, and she seems to be great about it. But at the same time, it's because she's had a wonderful life. So she's like, yes, come on.
Oh, the little sister.
Yeah.
Brilliant casting.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that looked like the perfect sibling choice.
She looks more like her than Hayden does.
Right.
That is true.
Jude.
Not that we want Jude to be replaced.
No, we love Jude.
Okay, did you guys think it was that big a deal, like she did, that he wanted the DNA test?
No, that's honestly good that they did that. And like he said, it was the family lawyers.
Of course.
They had to make sure. I think it was, were you saying you think it's a big deal?
I just thought it was weird that they made it such a big deal about it, because to me that just is like normal.
Oh, you're right. I do think
like
it's
whenever
a big deal.
Like people claim to be my child, I'm like, listen, I just need a test first.
Right,
like,
of course.
Yeah, give me some blood.
Come on now.
Let me, A positive.
Right.
Did you,
oh my God,
you thought it was weird or no?
I thought that considering what Callie has been through so far, it's really not that weird.
Right.
You know, I would think that they would have to do it anyway mm-hmm. if he's going to sign off. Because look what happened with Donald. You know, right. they thought that he was her father this entire time. And then, oh, wait, somebody just didn't check her birth certificate this entire time. And exactly. it has another dude's name on it.
Exactly.
So for me...
And if it was wrong the first time, it very well may be wrong the second time.
Yeah, for yeah. me, I was just... Now, do you guys think that Robert Quinn didn't show up intentionally or he really couldn't make it?
Oh, I think he was nervous.
He was nervous. Also, I think he wanted more time with her before that happened. My whole thing is that he needed to see what their chemistry was
yeah.
without the tension being there. Mm-hmm. So now that she knows, look at how she's behaving now when before she was the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think he did it the right way. I think he did it on purpose where he didn't show up because he was nervous too, so he just had to find an excuse, but.
Yeah, I don't think it's the right thing to do, but I think he was still processing it.
Okay, yeah.
And, like, needed that extra time.
And as a grown-ass man, like, I'm, yeah. it's taking a longer process.
And it's such a personal moment to, like, be reunited oh, with sure, your child. You don't want, like, lawyers and, like, other people to be there.
Because that's part of you. That's your responsibility, kind of, and.
But also, he wasn't surprised that she Googled him either.
Ah.
He wasn't surprised. He was like, okay.
Oh, well, now time. She did it. About time, right. More,
yeah.
More about time.
You know, like, I mean, after he didn't show up for the DNA testing and mm-hmm. she Googled him and she said, I Googled you. I know exactly who you are. He was like, oh, right.
Right.
Rats.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, because yeah. they have money. This is the reason why it's yeah. going to be so easy for her. Like, all I can hear is him saying, no, I have a year left without having to sign. And if, you know what I'm saying? Like, how else are you going to force, like, when she's 18, he can never force her to ever be a part of his life.
Right. And I don't think that he's going to, like, force her to do anything.
But I don't think he'll sign. That's my point.
See, I think, I mean, granted that it's a TV show that's, like, throwing so many surprises at us every week. But I feel like he's the kind of guy that will kind of give her the only thing he wants. She
oh,
wants.
Oh, you're right.
I, which whatever, is to live with Steph and Lena.
Give her, exactly.
Yeah. It's the only thing.
I think it's going to be a Callie wrench. Because look at the relationship that she has with Jude. She has this, you know, relationship she didn't know about. With this other girl, Sophia, right?
Yeah.
With mm-hmm. Sophia, and I think that there is going to be hesitation on Callie's end. I don't think it's going to be Robert Quinn's doing. I think it's going to be Callie's doing.
So do you think Robert Quinn's going to be around for a lot longer than we think?
I do think so. I mean, you can't just introduce a character like this and just right? sort of like let her him go sister? To the wayside. I mean, I just really, because the writers spent so much time having us look at and dissect Callie and Jude's relationship
yeah.
that they wouldn't just introduce this character if they didn't see it going somewhere. And instead of Robert
or
Quinn.
If she didn't stick to her traits.
Exactly. And if they didn't, you know, I just don't think that Robert Quinn is going to stand in the way of her adoption. I think Callie's going to stand in the way of her own adoption because we've seen it so far. Yeah. It's like literally, yeah, things happen to her, but. She stands in the way of a lot of her
That's
issues.
I just can't imagining like him and like this whole process. I can't imagine that he would just want to have like cut off all communication with Callie.
Yeah, no way.
Yeah, he's the kind of person that would like want to build a relationship. And I don't know how if he would do that by taking her out of this home. But like, you know, they need money. Like, is he going to like help them out in that way? Like, I just am curious to see how he's going to implant himself into mm-hmm. their life.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he has to do much because. This is already so much easier than, I mean, I understand that she grew up with Donald, but Donald had his issues. And then you meet this guy who's stand up, sober.
Well, for what we know.
I'm sure he is. Chris Smith is never casted as anything.
She's bringing Dawson's Creek into this too much.
Right. But,
chill.
Well, I'm just Chris Smith. Just
we don't know his sexuality yet. Hey, it's okay. A follow-up to Dawson's Creek.
No. No, but I'm saying that why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? She already liked him before, and now that's what's going to bug her the most. That's what mm-hmm. she saw, and she's like, oh, my gosh. And one, I know, besides the DNA test and not showing up, I know, like, deep down inside, she has to be thinking, like, dang, he did come out. He did try to find me. The
yeah.
second he found out, he mm-hmm. did his own thing.
Oh, yeah,
in true Callie
point.
Fashion, he did it.
Yeah.
Excuse me, she did it in Robert Quinn's fashion then.
Yeah.
And when he was saying, there's my no father, doubt in my mind that you're my daughter,
exactly.
I'm sure she's like, I know.
Yeah, I know. She's probably thought the same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I bet you she knew right from the beginning.
I know. Okay, guys, so summer is right around the corner. Just kidding, it happened. It already happened. How can I look like this? Tell me.
Oh,
look
my
at these abs. Oh, my God. Who's read this?
I actually am halfway through it.
Great.
It's Maria Menounos' new book.
The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness.
And yes. It's amazing because Maria is an eater. She loves her junk food. But she sort of teaches you how to have a balance in the book. You know, you can still drink the beer if you're of age, and enjoy your life and, you know, do fitness on the run. And she teaches you really fun workouts and talks to a lot of experts along the way. And it's really a great read.
There's lots of great interviews. There's lots of good recipes. There's good, working out on vacation.
Exactly. Tons of contributors, celebrity contributors. Mm-hmm. And right now it's actually still on the New York Times bestseller list, which is amazing. You can find it on Amazon. You can buy it wherever books are sold. And it's definitely worth the cash.
And know that when you get this book and support Maria, you're helping to support AfterBuzz TV.
You are.
Exactly.
She is our co-creator and executive producer, but we know that already.
Buy the book. Get fit.
Yeah. Now let's go back to the Fosters.
Okay.
I loved the first scene with Brandon and his mom. Just like a nice quiet moment that we haven't seen.
I love that. They need more of that with between all of the relationships. I don't want to sound like a creep saying this, but they need more touching.
Yeah.
Or is that just me? Or
the families?
Yeah. Is that weird to say that? Yeah, I just feel like maybe because I come from a very affectionate family. So that's why when I look at that, it doesn't seem real.
I think that's your family and your culture.
Okay.
I think that I have a very loving family, but we don't, like, walk around, like, arm in arm, like, patting hair.
No, I know that, but I meant, like, in moments where it counts.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're just...
Yeah, I'm afraid of human touch, so I'm, like, totally cool with it.
I enjoyed it. It was the first time that they really connected since his injury, excuse me. And I enjoyed that. I wrote tender in my notes because it was really tender sweet. And delicious. It was great.
It was like a wonderful way to kick off the episode too.
Oh, sure. Of course.
Now I thought that obviously it was a little, when Lena came out, just kidding, when Steph came out and said like, Mike and I discussed this, I was like, how could you do that to Steph?
Yeah.
To Lena. She doesn't even realize though.
Yeah, her name. To Lena.
Yeah.
It's like it's a never ending battle. I mean, although Brandon is exactly. Lena's as well. You know, Steph birthed him.
Right. And he is Mike's DNA. Father.
Yeah. And it's sort of this very complicated through relationship that we really don't see on television. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't surprised because she's done it to Lena before.
I know.
And they've had the same talk. The reason why I like the show is because it is, you're dealing with like real relationships. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there are plenty of times where me and my boyfriend will talk about something and we think it's resolved and then it comes up again and you have to deal with it again.
Things don't always just get resolved. Exactly. That was my point. Yeah.
Yeah. I like the show because you're never fully closing the book on any scenario.
Because the Fosters is real.
Oh, that's interesting. I really did not like what Lena had to say though, because I was like, you're the parent, it's your choice, like it's your job to tell them like what's best for them until they're 18. Do not make him take the surgery,
please. My parents still lost me around. I'm 25.
Here's the thing though, Lena's so good about how let me just give him some support so that he doesn't feel like he has to go against what someone's saying. Every person at that age wants to feel like they're their own person so they can make their own decisions. Lena made it so that regardless of what decision he goes, it's his.
But do you think that she actually wanted him to get the surgery, or she just wanted him to make a choice?
I think she wanted him to make a choice, and that she understood like what the circumstances were. And you know, it is what it is.
I think that if you're a parent and you say you will not get the surgery because you could lose all nerve function.
Well, then that sucks. So then Lena just did it to piss off Steph
to get back at her,
right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Lena's always been the free-spirited person. I think that's truly what she felt, and she just needed to voice it. But it worked. I promise you that's the only reason why he's like, I think I'm going to wait. Well, no, it has to do with Lucy.
Well, yeah. Lou, who we met in this episode.
Oh, Lucy.
Lucy Lou.
Was that actually her name, or is that like a racist joke?
No.
Because I love racism.
No, they call her Lou or Lucy. Her real name is Lucy, but they call her cute. Lou. And right. That's why she was first introduced, Brandon thought Lou was a guy. Right. Until she started playing.
Oh.
And that's why he had the aha, hair in the wind,
the
slow moving
was a
moment.
Girl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, see, he was wearing a hat. I just was confused. Oh,
she had very luscious lips and long.
No, actually, that like glowing hair. Yeah. I was like, where'd they find this girl?
I really think that she sort of captivated him. You know, he was.
Talent always does.
Yeah, I mean.
Talent and playing hard to get. She knows. She said, like, bossed him around and walked away.
No, that was just her being pissed. So that's good. Yeah. Her not even thinking about it is what got
her. Well, how dare Brandon, like, critique their performance?
because the other guy asked.
Yeah, you still say you were wonderful, I promise.
Well, no, because then she came up and was rude from the beginning when she could have, like, fallen back for just a second. And especially if you're an up-and-coming artist, why don't you take the criticism so that you can get better?
Because I don't think you would want to take criticism from, like, some random kid in the audience. Had they met before that?
They hadn't, but that's my point. She could have said it more gracefully, but since she had tooed right away, that's the only reason why he rebutted with more. He snapped back.
I guess in my mind, like, when I go to French shows, like, music, theater, or whatever, there to, like, give, critiques. No.
Whole thing is Matt pushed him. Mm-hmm. Matt was like, no, tell me, like, you're a talented musician. Tell me what you really think. And that's what started the train moving. Mm-hmm. And for her to just come up, I mean, I felt a little sexual tension.
Absolutely.
Veiled in anger.
That's the best kind of.
Yeah.
And it's a perfect reason for him to learn, like, pop piano music.
Exactly. Well, and to realize that he's just a musician. He doesn't have to be a classical musician. There's no varietal. Go for it.
That's a great point.
So exactly. I ultimately think that Lou had something to do with the fact that he doesn't want to get surgery now, and I appreciated Lena and Steph having the moment where they came together as parents.
Right.
And told him that it is your choice.
Mm-hmm. And then it made it that much easier. At least he was able to voice it. So now that Steph and Lena can calm the F down.
And I think that he's been wanting to, like, make really, like, reckless choices, mm-hmm, too. Because he's in that moment where he just doesn't know what to do.
And this is the first little piece of motivation that he's had in how long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hopefully Miss Cali Girl will back up.
Oh, yeah. She was, like, stage 5 clinger at the club.
Yeah, stage 5 clinger. Mm-hmm. And when have I wanted to be like, Cali, when have I ever seen you on his arm? Ever.
She was like, ever.
So I want to be my brothers and sisters. Cool, get off your brother then.
You tell her. Gosh. So do we think that Brandon and Lou, obviously they're building up some tension there, but Mariana and Matt?
I hope so.
That will too, because he's putting her in her place also.
Is everybody going to date the band?
This is the best part. Since he's not white, he's going to say, like, what's wrong with your culture? So he's understanding her. So, like, anybody who's not white, we're, like, on the same page. Minorities. It's okay. You guys are Jewish, right? Don't you guys count like
that? You are
us?
The whitest.
We have the resident Latina here. It's okay.
Do you know what I mean? No, they have each other's back.
And so he appreciates
it. And he wants, it is. Oh, but that's from, like, I don't know when.
But so maybe Matt can convince Mariana to dye her hair back brown.
Right. No, he will.
You're lucky. You know, I like it like
that. He wants to embrace her culture and who she is instead of this, like, wannabe girl.
It's like impossible. And also, just for the record, we're not racist. I am. They're not. It's impossible to, like, feel that way on the show because of all the different, like, nationalities mixing up. I love that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of, like, obviously it's one of, like, the prize gems of, like, the show.
Right.
The show.
The show.
The show. So I would love to see Brandon joining the band.
Me too. Or do something. Maybe he can help them make the music better.
Also, before we finish talking about Lena and Steph, please. I made a note because I laughed pretty hard when Lena walked into Brandon's room while she was listening to music.
Oh my God, with the blanket.
And her baby bump was covered by the blanket. So, Foster fans, I have a challenge for you. Next episode, we're all going to be using the hashtag baby bump watch. And we're going to call out every single time they hide Sherry Som's baby bump because I think it'll be a fun game.
That's a great idea.
It is.
So stay tuned
for that. I got all of them.
Yeah, this episode she was, like, behind the computer.
Yes. She had her bag in front of her because she had just walked into the office when Timothy was talking to her.
Yeah.
I see you, Lena.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Hashtag baby bump watch.
And we'll take a shot each time. Just
hashtag
kidding.
Oh my gosh. You know what? Things are gonna stir up more because she's gonna be hormonal.
Yeah.
Lena's gonna start going nuts.
Do you think that they're ever gonna be able to use her actual baby bump as the show's baby bump, or will those timelines not collide?
They already finished, so yeah. Then they wrapped already.
Yeah.
They must.
There's going to be some time during this season maybe that they're going to go birth. Ahead, months ahead.
They filmed her actual birth.
Stop it. Just no, like, I mean.
Oh my God, two of them are coming out.
Besides all of that, besides her baby bump. We saw Timothy this episode, which we didn't see last.
Right. And all I want to talk about him.
And all the drama that follows with that. So what do you guys think? Like, what's going to come out of this? I mean,
a baby.
Well, obviously, but he has not agreed to sign the paperwork. So what does this mean?
He hasn't. And how different did his persona look in that scene?
Yeah.
Persona and his look. He looked rough.
He looked super rough.
He's usually, like, a little more buttoned up.
Especially now that she's pregnant. he's like, dang, you got pregnant.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He needs to be taking her to the doctor, like paying for tests. Like they need to split medical bills. I just think like, does he really want to give himself, he's going to have to be with them for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
Like they'll never get rid of each other.
Well, that's why he wants to have this professionalism with her. And yeah. I mean, that's understood. I just can't believe that Lena was like, no, you can't be a part of the baby's life.
She said that?
Didn't she? That was the whole agreement.
Listen, we have no idea what's happening with this.
Yeah, because they were trying to do a close thing. Yeah, huh? The last season they did that.
I think that it's going to be the most complicated family television you've ever seen.
I know.
I think it already is.
Ish is going to go.
Let's add another layer, writers. Let's just, whatever. Let's bring another guy into this that now.
Another girl in it.
So now he's also picking the new principal job, which she
he's on a board, right?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, she's pregnant. Oh, is she? Who? She's married to a woman who is her daddy. Wait.
You know what?
Oh, it's me.
She found out that she was pregnant last minute. Do you think Timothy knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does for sure.
I'm pretty sure we covered it last season.
Yeah.
He does know for sure that she is.
Yeah.
And it was just that he didn't sign because she found out. The last episode.
Yeah.
When did they talk?
I'm pretty sure he has to know.
I don't know. Fans, I'm on my phone right now. So
yeah,
tweet me
let
if
us
you know.
Know. Okay.
Or call me.
No, tweet Jillian right now.
Yeah. Let me know because I know you guys are watching. Thank you.
I think that he knows and that's why she said conflict of interest.
The donor, though. That's the thing. That's an... Oh, geez, Louise.
Because also there wouldn't be a conflict of interest if she wasn't pregnant with his baby.
No one else knows that.
Yeah. None of the staff knows.
No. Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. That's going to be so bad.
You're right. That's going to be a big deal.
That's going to be so bad.
Well, we got 9 months in the oven, so there's a lot of drama to happen until then.
Oh, my God. Okay, so while we're in the subject of Steph and Mike having their confrontation, and there's like little breadcrumbs about Anna popping in and out. Mm-hmm. We still do not know what happened to her. We don't know who the blood was on his hands. All signs are pointing to Anna, but that could definitely not be. Or is it just too clear?
I'm going to say that because it's pointing too much to her, they will not let it be that predictable. Or because it is, we're all going to be thinking what I'm thinking, and then we're like, oh my God, no, he really did kill her.
Yeah, but didn't you think when they, after Steph and Mike had the conversation in the house,
his face looked terrified?
His face, I mean, it seemed like he was lying to her in conversation.
He was
about
lying,
the bar fight.
Right, but he was, that was a lie. The thing is that when he came out, for sure we know that he lied about talking to her because he said that he didn't even see her.
Yeah.
So that could easily just be the fact that he lied at that part.
Yeah.
Do you think, so he was like belligerently drunk, right?
Right.
Because I'm trying to think about like what Danny Nucci would be able to like beat up a woman with his bare hands and kill her.
Yeah.
Is it like if he's drunk enough? Is that it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
China's not surprised.
I hope not kill her. I hope that
Anna is a little
some junkie got in the way, and so he started fighting. I think that he probably did get in a fight with a dude. But while Anna was there, like,
or
someone maybe someone was trying to defend Anna because they just see this like hopeless woman, and Danny was in her face. And
yeah, but
then fight.
But then whose body did they just find? Like, it was sort of dropped into the episode.
It was
we haven't seen
house.
The police chief yet.
Any
She's
one of
a
the
female?
People from the house.
Oh, that's true.
They could have any crackhead. Come on now,
any crackhead. Hashtag any crackhead. Yeah, I mean, all signs. I'm doing really well tonight. All signs are pointing towards Anna, but I don't know if it's like,
that's
I don't know.
Deep. That's
the blood
heavy.
Is on Danny Nucci's hands, literally.
Mm-hmm. I doubt that they put something that dark. Him murdering somebody?
Oh my God.
That's too dark.
Okay, wait. While we're on the topic of Danny Nucci and Danny, the character, let's just jump into predictions. Not the full thing, but just you said something great while we were watching the preview for next week. And
we have
Brandon
to mention
said.
One thing, though, before.
Oh no, like we'll go back.
We'll go
fine.
Back. Okay.
I don't care. Brandon said, I have to tell you something.
Yeah, I think it's about Danny having sex.
Mm-hmm.
Who would he tell?
I think
he
told Callie.
I think he was telling Callie. He was talking to her.
Yeah, I think he told Callie.
I'm nervous about that info getting out. I kind of want him
too.
To like write it in a diary and forget about it.
Is that what we did when we were younger? Is that what diaries
just, like,
are
get
for?
Get it off
did
his
we
chest.
Get off our chest
I don't know.
Just
I don't know,
out,
Steph.
Baby.
I wasn't having sex with 35-year-old women.
I'm talking about the whole use
what,
of a diary, though.
Why not?
I don't know.
I just really don't want that. I don't want to deal with that.
She's just so sketchy. I just don't understand how you're going to be on Danny's jock, or excuse me, Mike's jock so hard and like,
she needs to be a little bit nicer to Steph.
Well, no, but she's just on something else. What a cuckoo.
Yeah, she has cuckoo bananas. I don't know. I did appreciate, though, how she didn't meddle. She kind of said to Steph, you know, you really need to ask Mike about this. Like, right. She didn't sort of stick her nose into it deeper because she already knows that she is in deep.
Exactly. That's, I mean, what she slept and with she's her an son. Adult. Yeah.
Come on. And he's 16, which we found, like, it just clicked in this episode. Oh, like, right. 16. Yeah, 16 years old. Oh.
If Callie finds out, more people will find out.
Yeah.
Not that she's a little snitch, but like when somebody knows, like, it just happens.
Yeah.
Well, we already know Callie's jealous, so she might get even extra jealous.
Oof. I don't know. I'm nervous for that. Okay, so little Judicorn. Yes. It was not a good episode.
Oh, no.
Guys touch each other's like backs, especially when they're that young and nothing's like sexual about it. That father's reading into things.
I was so sad.
I know. Also, it's sad because he doesn't know why.
It's because Jude didn't go like, it's all right, sorry. It's all right, buddy. He was like,
yeah, because okay, Jude is sensitive.
He is. That's so sad.
And he's a child.
He said that if I was gay, would you come spend the night?
And we didn't get a reaction. It's just sad to me because he has not figured out if he's gay yet. He hasn't said it. He's still like, you know, figuring things out. We know that like something is like out of the ordinary. Right. I mean, that sounds like horrible, but you know what I'm saying. We know that he is questioning
things about
his sexuality, and for them to already be making judgments before he has like put it in full words and labels.
But I appreciate that he questioned it because, I mean, look at him, this 12-year-old kid that he's faced with sort of this inner thing that he's dealing with himself. Yeah. We really don't know what's going on. He's not really saying that he's gay. He's not saying he's not. He's just sort of exploring his sexuality in front of us. And for him to say that, I thought that was really adult of him.
Mm-hmm.
So adult to be like, well, you wouldn't sleep over if I was gay?
Well, because the second that it was said in that way, he did identify himself to it. Like, wait, but that might be a possibility. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel bad because I remember being in a position where that was like, I used to think the same thing. I'm like, gosh, but if I had kids, would I let them go over there? Because I don't think I would want something like that happening. And then my thing is that I just feel that this is the perfect time where parents should just talk to their kids. Like, just, if you're not, then don't do it.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's on the kid to say no. You know what I'm saying? Like, things don't just happen. You can say no. You can can use your words.
I just don't like Connor's dad. He just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, because he's your typical dad. The writers were letting us know this is the type of dad he is so that we could accept the fact that he's going to say he can't go over there anymore.
I was really surprised by the line, my dad thinks you're gay. I know you're not.
Yeah.
I thought the whole time Connor was kind of like, maybe not like in on it, but just had like hunches, but didn't care. And so I was like, oh, wow. He really doesn't think he's gay at all.
But that's my point, though, because That I thought the exact same thing, because then he just was like, oh no, my friend just likes to paint his nails blue. Mm.
And also, though, like, are kids identifying themselves at that age or even questioning their friends about that?
And I want to say,
what are they, middle school?
And I want to say that if Connor had the balls to paint his nails too, I feel like he should, then he came from parents that were like, no, that's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wait, what grade do you think they're in?
Well, he's 12, so middle school.
Seventh.
Yeah. It's not high school, but I remember one of my dearest friends came out when he was a freshman in high school, and I went to high school in 2003 or 2004.
Yeah.
So that was different. Like, he was one of the only gay kids in our school that was open and out about it.
Yeah.
Oh my
plenty of people came out, you know, when they were in college.
Yeah, and I was going to say, in middle school, this kid who was clearly, oh my goodness gracious, and he was just like, no, I'm not! And in that way.
I just don't even remember, like, thinking about, like, anybody in that, like, sense.
Right.
Like, people, like, throw around, like, slang words, and, like, there is no meaning behind it.
There's so many other things that are going on at that age. I mean, you're going through puberty. There's all of these changes.
Connor did.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Like,
his voice is so deep.
I'm still waiting to go through it. And I'm not saying it's, like, San Diego, but it is, like, you know, 2014. Like,
and I'll tell you this right now. I'm in San Diego. It's not – people – it's –
Is it liberal?
It's unbelievable to me how still undiverse it is.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh my God, of course.
So the foster house is not representative.
It's not representative. Okay. I don't think so. I mean, you'll see different diversities, but it's like there's probably like 3-4 main cultures that you're going to see mostly in San Diego. And I remember coming back from San Francisco. This is in college when my friend's like, oh, is there a lot of gay people up there? And I'm like, oh my God, was that a real question? Yeah. It blew my mind because at that point I remember feeling like grown. I felt like an adult. Yeah. And I had experienced that, you know, and I've always been so open and just a part of everything. And to have come back and to hear some of the things that people said about San Francisco was gnarly to me.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
California has such like a massive difference between the big cities.
That's why there's NorCal and SoCal. We're like 2 different states.
Ah, you should split.
Uh-huh.
JK.
No.
Okay, we got to touch on Emma and Jesus. There was a lot of Jesus time going on in the back of the car. Yeesh. I thought they got into that really fast. They didn't ask my
opinion. I'm so happy Jesus said what he said because she was bugging me the whole time too. And they made that evident in the episode because she was over the top.
And even Mariana commented in the beginning of the episode. Like, I think does it even really matter if you're there? Emma's going to do what she wants to do anyway.
Exactly.
It was a very mature, very forward conversation. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't know that I would be like, probably like a little more passive aggressive, but yeah, and it was like interesting.
I think it's true. I have to say that my brother, his last relationships, I was like, well, what's good about the other one? He's like, you know, this last girl, she was so smart and she knew everything and she was great. And this new one, she's kind of dumb. But she has street smarts. I just like it, though. I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't want a smart girl. It's like, well, it's not that she's not smart. It's just that, God, everything I would say, my last girlfriend would correct me every single time. And it was frustrating. And I guess some guys just don't like a smart girl. They really do want the
dance. Well, Emma's always proving herself. She's on the wrestling team.
Yeah, but she's on a mission where it's like, relax, dude. At the end of the day, you're in high school. You are equal to everyone. You're fine.
It's funny because Emma is controlling sometimes, but she's not other times. Like when they were hooking up in the car, Jesus was like, don't you want this to be with like, I feel weird that we're having sex for the first time in a car. We shouldn't be doing this here. And she was like, it's okay. I don't need the flowers and the candles and the music. Like, I don't need any of that. Yeah, but really, that's what she wants. I think that's what she wants.
Oh, well, I think that she's being too, like, this is her issue with being, you know, trying to be so much like a dude. It takes away from her feminism. Not that that's exactly wrong, because, you know, I people view me that way sometimes as well. But, I don't know, like, just have some, I don't want to say have some class, but I feel like Jesus just had Lexi, who came from a Latino culture. I'm sorry to bring this up, but this is someone who is just very about like her guy, and then now she has this other girl who doesn't make him feel like a guy. She's making him feel like a little boy, slower. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, cool, so you're telling me I don't know how to
she's also like tutoring him, like, you know, like that's being his little mama.
And he's kind of right. It's like you're dating yourself, because she's like, you look good, now just be exactly how I want you to be. How about that?
Yeah,
I don't know that that's that uncommon.
True.
So do we think that they're done for good? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
She'll just have to like relax, calm down, you know? Don't be such a dude, especially in situations so sensitive like that.
I know
it's 2014, but you're still in high school. It is not something to be held lightly.
Yeah.
I agree. And I think that's a perfect segue into predictions.
Yeah.
Word.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I love our blinking lights. Never get old. What do y'all think?
Starting from Robert Quinn, I'm really excited. I think that they're going to bond, or they're going to bond one more time. They're going to be cool. I think the three of them are going to go out.
Okay.
And I think that Callie is going to trip the F out when she's like, oh my God, these are like my twins.
Okay, I like that. I don't know. I think that'd be a great scene.
Yeah. And then hopefully Brandon makes out with Lou next.
Mm-mm. Oh, next episode. Girl, jeez, we gotta build some anticipation. Totally. We have like 20
Brandon
episodes left.
He needs it.
We gotta
stressed.
Get them together in time to break up like 9 times.
Yeah. Right.
And then Talia come in and break them up.
Oh my God. Talia's gonna have a turn at some point. Oh, wait. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm so nervous. Rosie O'Donnell is coming back this episode, but that means that someone's going back to the house, maybe with Callie?
No.
How is she gonna return, like, in a nice way that doesn't equal drama for everybody?
Rosie O'Donnell's gonna...
I don't know.
They'll find a cool way.
I'm nervous. Maybe. Well, let me know what you think.
Okay, so my prediction.
Please.
Maybe about Rosie. So Rosie has been sort of a mentor for Callie. So mm-hmm. maybe Callie goes to Rosie sure. for advice on Robert Quinn.
Sure. That's a great idea.
That's really what I'm sure. thinking. But other than that, I mean, we're really excited because next week we're going to have Caitlin Carver.
Yeah, we are.
Who plays the captain of the dance team.
Yeah, the girl that's dating the college boy.
Exactly.
I think she's a big episode next week.
She does. I mean, from what her PR people tell me, she's got a big episode coming up. So we're really excited to have her in the studio.
She's in the gym with Hazer.
Did you see me?
He's newly single.
I just said, uh-oh, right when I said, uh-oh, he finished it. Thank you for...
I'm oh my gosh,
I hope she I hope she causes so much trouble. So yeah, we're really excited to have her in studio. So if you want to tweet us questions during the week for her,
yeah, it'll make our job a lot easier.
Exactly, on any of our Twitter accounts. If you're curious, just let us know. But besides that, I think that I'm going to stick with my prediction from earlier about Danny and Brandon and Callie. And how Brandon tells somebody else about what happened between him and Danny. And it's going to cause some tension. Right.
Mm-hmm. What if it's, I have something to tell you, Danny, I'm in love with you.
Oh, what if he tells Jesus? Because the brothers, that's something we need to see too. Like, why wouldn't you tell your old bro? Guess what happened?
The good old girl talk.
Guess no, what happened? I don't think so. I'm like still so. Waiting for Danny to be like, I'm pregnant.
Oh my God. That would ruin my life.
I know.
What do you think?
I don't know what
Lena's
I think.
Lena's going to be like, he get a baby before me.
I think that we'll still find a lot of more creative ways to hide the baby bump. I think that Matt and Lou will provide a lot of like sexual tension that the show hasn't had in the past episodes.
Yeah, Mariana needs that.
Yeah, now they're in high school, you know, their hormones are raging. I'm excited for that. Specifically, I don't know, it's a prediction, not a prediction, but I'm curious to see how Robert Quinn plays out. Robbie Q, baby, in the house. But yeah,
Robbie
it's
going
to be fun. Until next time, where can we find you guys?
Find me on Instagram at SteffiG47 and please follow me on Twitter at SteffiGeorgie, G-I-O-R-G-I.
You can find me on my Twitter at Jillian Leff. You can find me on my Instagram at Jilly Leff. And I'm hosting the new ABC Family show, Mystery Girls. It airs Wednesdays and I believe we're taping at 8 p.m. So look out for that.
Also, I have one on Wednesday for Graceland, USA Network. It's a cool agent show.
All right, guys, and I tweet from Jeff Masters 1. We will see you next Monday night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.